This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
No desperation here, just a good, plain info and fun conversation, clarification, commentary. We got it, the three C's on the radio on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, happy to present to you Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's in New York. I'm in Boston, outside of Boston, on the farm with a review of things that are going on in the world. So let's have Victoria give us a few more trenders.
Well, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, which is not something we actually get to say a whole lot of recently, but there is a bipartisan effort to make Puerto Rico the 51st state of America, and it's called the Puerto Rico Admission Act of 2018. It was introduced to the House. It proposes that the island become a state by 2021. Supporters of the bill cite the need for equality. Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy said, "The hard truth is that Puerto Rico's lack of political power allows Washington to treat Puerto Rico like an afterthought, as the federal government's inadequate preparation for and response to Hurricane Maria made crystal clear." Don't disagree with her on that. Puerto Ricans currently don't have the power to vote for the president or members of Congress. There is a representative in D.C. from Puerto Rico, but they can only make suggestions and they can only share their views on things, but they don't have any voting power. And most Puerto Ricans don't pay federal income tax, but they are required to pay other types of federal taxes. So if Puerto Rico does become a state, they, of course, have $70 billion of debt, and they filed for a form of bankruptcy last year, but its bankruptcy options were limited because it isn't a state, it's just a territory. And so they say now that at least 20 Republicans and 14 Democrats have signed on to co-sponsor this bill to make Puerto Rico the 51st state.
And the minus of doing this, adding another state, they're in debt. We as taxpayers in the lower 48 or all the other 50 states, we have yet another way to drain the pocketbook because of the irresponsibility of the people who run the island. This is a political cesspool. It always has been. I can remember when I went there thinking, this is a fabulous place. What a great place it is. And then dealing with the wackadoodle people. This is the last time I was in Puerto Rico, probably 24, 25 years ago. And I thought at the time it was it was a great place, but it's just so greasy. That's the best I can do with it. There's a film on the island, and not the people, but the island itself. And so, whatever the thought process is,
well, it's been so mismanaged.
Yeah,
and part of the
reason
for that.
So now we take it on to fix it, in a sense. And well, look at how we mismanage ourselves. The whole country's mismanaged. So this spring is, and all this does is protect them from what otherwise is the inevitable. I saw there was a piece, Victoria, this maybe CBS. Brendan and I watched the news one night. And there was a, oh no, it wasn't the new, it was a PBS show on superstorms. And what happens in the Caribbean, especially, and the focus was on Puerto Rico and what happened last year during the two storms, I think there were two or three storms that went across the island. And that's what, it was mostly Hurricane Maria, but there were others. And what happened there, and people were talking about, you know, the usual stuff, government mismanagement. It's people being people, I guess. The corruption is part of our psychosis as human beings. The state is very corrupt. I know you've had close ties to Puerto Rico because of your attempts to save animals, the dog shelters that are down there. I know that you have. You been there? Have you been to the shelters that you have supported?
No, I have not been to our shelter. It's in sort of a remote part of the island.
Have you been to Puerto Rico, though?
Yes, once before.
And what do you think of it?
I thought it was just beautiful. And my mom had been to Puerto Rico when she and my dad first got married. She went on a girls' trip, and actually, I think she's been there several times. And she loved it and just loved Old San Juan, and it has such interesting history.
Old San Juan is fabulous.
It has amazing history, and it really does. Yeah. And so I just think that, you know, as like you said, we're emotionally connected to it through the animals. I think that this would be. I think this is the only answer.
Okay.
These are American citizens, and they're just they're in limbo.
So, but what do we do about the about their psyche? That's kind of what it is. And I say this because I grew up around, you know, when you think of Puerto Ricans, you think of West Side Story. If you're my age, at least, you think about West Side Story and what the Puerto Rican invasion, that's what it was called when I was a kid, the invasion in New York. We had an invasion in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, in Framingham, we had a huge Puerto Rican population going to school with Puerto Ricans. And the way they took care of themselves and their homes, and this is, remember, this is probably 55 years or so ago, when I first was exposed to them, there was something about them that made other people want to stay away from them. And I don't know that I could put my hand on it then, and I don't know that I could put my hand on it now. When I said there was a grease on Puerto Rico, it wasn't a reference to the people, but then there are people who think, even now, that they are undesirable, and they're just another branch of Hispania, frankly. But there was. I'm going into the past now, and I won't spend too much time there because it's the rearview mirror thing. But we had in our town a lot of trouble, a lot of fights. I remember in high school being afraid of some of the Puerto Rican kids because of the way they handled themselves and, you know, the kind of stuff that went on. And then somehow or other, Framingham became an outpost for Brazilians. And the Brazilians began moving into the same neighborhood where the Puerto Ricans were, and they began cleaning things up and basically pushed the Puerto Ricans out. I couldn't tell you, there were a dozen Puerto Rican families left in Framingham now, but there are thousands of Brazilian families, and it was a whole different cadre. It's like, let's work, let's be different. And yet that's another area that's Hispania as well. So I don't know what there is about Puerto Rico. The bottom line of me telling you that story is I don't get it, but there's something that goes with the term, use the term psyche again, of being Puerto Rican, that isn't the same as with many other Hispanics. So
that's interesting.
My observation, anyway.
Yeah, we have such different references with that.
Yeah,
like,
I've
grown up just, you know, I have so many friends who are at least part Puerto Rican. It's we've got the huge Puerto Rican Day Parade that's in New York. That it draws as much crowds, it's as big
huge
crowds as
cultural
like a
influence
St. Patrick's
on our country.
Day.
Yeah, it's a huge. It is a huge, huge. And I just am. I guess what I'm doing is wondering out loud why they're different than, you know, everybody's different.
I guess my point
Americans
is they're not.
The
to me, to my generation, they're not any different
than
any other.
So maybe what we're pointing out here is there's a generational difference. That could be it, Victoria.
Well, first of all, that song for West Side Story, "I Want to Live in America," that's like,
I want to live in America.
Right. That's making it sound like they're in another country, and they're not. Like it's not even written the right way. It doesn't make sense to me.
Fine. You got that song, Kara? I want to live in America. I can see Rita Moreno dancing around. Have you seen West Side Story, the movie?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, many times.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did they say live? I thought it was I Want to Be in America.
I want to be in America. I think you may be right. I think it may be. Well, if you find the song, we can figure it out.
Are you going to sing along with it?
Maybe, maybe not. I won't tell you until you find the song. While you're finding the song, I'm going to have another sip of my Get the Tea exchange today. Get tea into your body, especially Life Change Tea. The formula here, the ingredients, the unique blends of teas that are made. Kara, we haven't talked to Kara about this, but we, you and I, Victoria, like our daily routine with Life Change Tea. And it's because we are health conscious. Victoria is, I am. That's one of the things, one of the many things that brings us together. that is in mind, Victoria in my mind, and what we how we live our lives is similar in some respects. Our appreciation and respect for our bodies, wanting to make sure that we put good things into our bodies, that's something we have in common, and something hopefully we have in common with you. You want to eat well, live well, keep your body in good shape. You hear me? One of the reasons that we have some of the advertisers that we do, listen, they're not in a vacuum. They listen to the program. They know what we talk about. And so advertiser support in a program like this sometimes comes from what the hosts are talking about. We talk about health a lot. So thus we have Life Change Tea. We've got Calitrin, other things that are good for your body and your soul. So let's get to the bottom line here. I'm drinking Life Change Tea because I want to cleanse my body of toxins, mold. I know I have parasites. I mean, that's kind of yucky, but we all do. We have really some really bad stuff. Even if you don't eat bad stuff, you breathe bad stuff. There's so much garbage in the air, my God. So let's cleanse it. Let's get it out of our bodies. Let's get rid of the pesticides, herbicides, and the processing that depletes the nutritional value of our food. Go to GetTheTea.com, says Doug. GetTheTea.com. Oh, Victoria can say it too. Victoria, you want to say it?
Absolutely. GetTheTea.com.
Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll get shipped without cost to you. More energy, feeling better, looking better. You'll drink it every day like we do. You can't get it in the store. Any store. Food stores don't carry this. Grocery stores don't carry it. The dollar store doesn't carry it. You get it online by going to GetTheTea.com and use the code DJV for the discount.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excuse me, kind human.
Hey, that's my phone.
I see that it is not on the Sprint network. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get 4 lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a 5th line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I better get over to Sprint then.
You are displaying excellent judgment. And for a limited time, when you switch to Sprint, you can get 50% off a Samsung Galaxy S9 with Sprint Flex Lease. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking.
I'm definitely switching to Sprint.
It is going, gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, Sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19 and $60 a month for line 1, $40 a month for line 2, and $30 a month for line 3 through 5 with auto pay. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Galaxy S9, $16.50 a month. After $16.50 a month, credit applied within 2 bills. Sprint approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phone. Subject to credit and 30-day activation fee.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA Information Management and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
We'll be right back. haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Here we are, 23 and change past the hour on the DJB show. Victoria and Kara and I focusing on Tommy Lee. He's from Motley Crue. You know, he's the drummer. Couldn't believe Howard Stern would even suggest he had anything to do with Heather Locklear's problems. You'll recall, perhaps, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, that Heather Locklear and Tommy Lee were married for how long? Do you remember how long they were married, Victoria?
I want to say they were married from 86 to 93.
She likes those kind of rough-looking rockers.
Oh, yeah.
Richie Sambora, she was married to him.
She married him the next year.
Right.
She married him in 94. She got rid of Tommy Lee in 93, and in 94 she took up with Richie Sambora. And she was married to him until 2006.
Yeah. So Tommy Lee didn't like it that Howard Stern suggested that it was because of him and Richie Sambora that she's crazy. They drove her crazy.
I think it was funny the way Howard said it.
Yeah.
You know, it's typical Howard.
Yeah, of course it is. It's exactly Howard. Yeah. They made her effing insane.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tommy Lee may have taken it out of context, do you think? Help yourself to whatever you think.
They might not have made her insane, but I'm pretty sure she already had to be insane to marry them anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I don't know if that says anything better about them.
No.
Tommy's worse than Richie, but yeah, they're not great.
They're both pretty rough looking as far as I can see. 25 after the hour, music time, the Kinks and Ray Davies band apparently getting back together. Sounds like a scene from the Blues Brothers. We're getting the band back together. They formed in London in 1964, the Kinks did. Split up in the 90s because of the tensions between various members of the band. But in a recent interview, Ray Davies said, "The trouble is the two remaining members, my brother Dave and Mick, never got along very well. But I've made that work in the studio, and it's fired me up to make them play harder and with fire." Fire being channeled toward a new Kinks album featuring songs that Davies wrote during the split. Davies inspired to get the band back together after seeing the Rolling Stones and the amount of money they made on their tours. Okay, let's put our differences aside, boys, and make some dough.
Paycheck.
Let's go. All right, so
people
let's see
would love to see the Kinks back together.
Yeah, they've got a very interesting cachet, and they have a catalog of music that's pretty interesting as well. So that's the story with the Kinks. Now, Gloria Estefan is in the music news today because she's going to star on One Day at a Time, the show. This is the Netflix reboot about the series. This is a Cuban-American family that's the focus. This is it, sang Estefan in a video posted on her Instagram account. This is a new theme song. I've been waiting 3 seasons for this. My gosh, get ready. It's hilarious. I'll be playing Mirtha, Lydia's baby sister and arch nemesis. So I don't know anything about this. What is this, all of these
people
pieces?
Seem to like this show. It's
Norman
Lear
show.
Yep, it's the Norman Lear, and he's executive producing the new one, too. And people seem to like it. They just revamped it. Instead of from the 70s, it's modern-day Los Angeles, and it's a Cuban-American family with a divorced woman who has 2 daughters.
Yeah.
And actually, Gloria Estefan sings the theme song to it, so it's kind of
mambo
funny that after 3 seasons...
It's mambo. It's the mambo music.
Yeah, after 3 seasons, they're finally letting her have a little role.
I
she's been wanting to be on it.
I think she's pretty special.
I've always liked her.
Great.
I saw her recently on Graham Norton. She was hilarious.
Really?
She's
yeah.
so great.
She is cool. Yeah. All right. So that's the update on Gloria Estefan. No relation to Doug Estefan or anybody else who has an Estefan name. Right? You get that?
Yeah. Got it.
Got it. All right, maybe Miles
actually,
will join.
Actually, took me a second.
So we have. Thank you very much, Victoria, for being clued in.
Yeah.
Maybe Miles will join us for a starring role in the next half hour of the DJV show. 28 past now.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic victory south of the border for a leftist leader to be Mexico's next president. And President Trump is extending an olive branch to the victor, reaching out to congratulate Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador on winning Sunday's election and saying he's looking forward to working with him. On another front, President Trump says access to abortions could one day be an issue decided state by state in America.
Maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about.
Trump also telling Fox News overturning the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nationwide could be the result of the appointment of a new Supreme Court justice. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Four minutes after the hour here, my voice and my mind are in gear and working. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the DJV Experience. Happy birthday to anybody who's having a birthday today. Why not? Yeah? Happy birthday. That's one of the most pleasant things to hear. Don't you think, from people? I love you. Happy birthday. I think those are great things to say. You can't, how can you argue with anybody who wishes you a happy birthday? All right. Hi, how are you? You look great today. Be careful what you say to people. Think about it. Be conscious about what you say. You know, this is not a perfect world. We all make mistakes. I say things sometimes when I talk, as I do on the radio, or even to, you know, to my friends, people that I love. You know, we all say things that are not smart sometimes. One of the things that I find, because you know I'm a believer, ladies, in the thoughts or things department. If you say, how many times do you hear somebody say, "I'm no good at this," or "I'm not very smart," or "I'll never be a success"? Those words mean something. Never say anything about yourself that you don't want to have come to fruition. Don't say I'm no good at this. Don't say I'm not very smart. Don't say I'll never be a success. Don't. Don't think it. I know it's hard sometimes. It really is. But those thoughts are things. They generate action. They generate energy. So think well of yourself, because you are listening to you. Nobody, I find oftentimes people aren't listening much to me. But I'm listening to me, and you're listening to you. So put your best foot forward, your best thoughts out there to make sure that you're a success, okay? Word to the wise. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The Department of Homeland Security has asked the Department of Defense to help shelter some of these migrant family members. There are 12,000 of them, it would seem, or more maybe even. Defense Department is being asked to identify any of the facilities that they could let these folks use, and I'm guessing there are a lot of them available. Let's see how they open up. There are all kinds, you know that. There are all kinds of government buildings, bases that are closed. We have more stuff that we build and then don't use, whether it's buildings and vehicles, whatever it is. God, what a waste. So let's put it to some use. And where are these located? Do you know, Victoria? Are they mostly right on the border? That's what they're looking for?
I think they're as close. I'm not sure exactly where, but I believe they're as close to where the sort of situation is happening as possible.
Right. And so this it becomes something else that we pay for. See, I'm eager to have this situation fixed. We were talking about Hispania and how all of the pieces of Americana fit together, accessing on to our union, the state of Puerto Rico. I have said this many times. I think, whether it's in my lifetime or not, that Mexico becomes part of America, that we don't have just the United States of America or the United States of North America, includes Canada, Mexico, the United States. I don't see how down the road we're going to survive unless we bring a lot of this stuff together. A lot of Canadians don't want to do it because they think America is a bunch of, lunatics. And in some ways, looking at what's happened, like in Annapolis, it is. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, so let's hope that that gets taken care of. Here, for those of you who are in the South, I never did understand how people would go to Florida for vacation in the summertime, but they do. They go to the beaches, go to Disney World. It is so damn hot and humid, and I say that lovingly to my friends up and down the Space Coast who are listening to WMEL, the folks at WTTB, the folks down south and inland, Gainesville, and over in the anywhere you are listening, Naples, to this program. It's a great place to go. If it's cold in the north, it's so easily accessible. The thing that's troublesome for me about going to California in the wintertime is because it takes 6 hours to get there, whereas you get on a plane from Boston and New York, 2 hours, you're there. And so it makes it handy, easy to go. A lot of people go down for the weekend, that sort of thing. But if you're down there now, beachgoers, you find yourself itchy when you go to the beach. You may have encountered a tiny creature that lurks in the southern Atlantic coastline of Florida, those sea lice. If you want to be grossed out, look at them. And even worse, if you get these things, they are really, they sting. It's like having...
Google pictures. That's all I'll advise.
Yeah, right. Oh, they look
it will gross. Freak you out. Oh.
Like the ticks, though, some of the stuff that's around now that's growing is really gross. The mites that you get in your nose and your ears and stuff from your pillows, that kind of stuff. Ugh, gross. So, anyway. And they get trapped under your bathing suit.
That's the creepiest part of all.
Biting at your private parts. Irritation. Itching. Welts, yuckabunga. But how do you avoid them? That's the thing, Victoria.
Apparently, you're just either swim nude or or just avoid the Gulf of Mexico, I guess.
Yeah, right.
That's where they are.
What I say to save in conversation, we started talking about something.
You're asking who Kawhi Leonard was, basketball player.
Right. I wanted to know, he apparently is on Freeform, And he's trying to get together with, that's right, I saw something about LeBron James. And I am kind of interested. I'm not a sports fan, as any fool can tell by listening to this program. Don't claim to be. But once in a while, there's somebody that comes along that's an interesting character. I find LeBron James to be an interesting character. Good player. And this guy says he wants to play. So are they both free agents? Is that how this plays out?
Well, Kawhi Leonard, just a little history. So he plays for the San Antonio Spurs, and he's played there for a few years, and he's really good. I think the Spurs won the championship in 2014, and he was the NBA Finals MVP that year, and he's won a few defensive MVP awards. So he's a really good player, but he's been out basically the entire year with an injury. And so I thought he was kind of loyal to that team, but they asked him to come back to play, and he essentially didn't want to. So I guess he's a free agent now. I don't know exactly how it works in the NBA. And LeBron is, I guess, in the process of deciding if he wants to stay in Cleveland or go somewhere else. And it makes sense that you would want to go where one of the best players in the country is. They might work well together. I think LeBron's problem is that, you know, obviously his team lost 4-0 in the finals this year. It doesn't really seem like anyone else on the team can back him up. He's like the star, and no one else is really doing all that much. Mm-hmm. So maybe he would like to have someone who's an amazing defensive player come. That way, you know, that he can defend and LeBron can do all the scoring. Kawhi can score a lot of points too. So I don't know. I can't really. What about you, Victoria? I can't really imagine LeBron leaving Cleveland, because it seems like that's his home. Everyone thinks he's going to go somewhere else, but it was really emotional when he went back, and the whole city loves him. So I can't imagine him leaving.
So I kind of feel like I won't be surprised if he stays. You know, he already talked about his children, his foundation is there, the kids are in school there. I don't know. Unless he really, really, really wants another championship, then he could go somewhere else. I know the 76ers and Philly have been lobbying really hard to get him, but I don't know. That's a big move for your whole family.
All right, some more people in the news right after these words here on the DJV Show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excuse me, kind human.
Hey, that's my phone.
I see that it is not on the Sprint network. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get 4 lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a 5th line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I'd better get over to Sprint then.
You are displaying excellent judgment. And for a limited time when you switch to Sprint, you can get 50% off a Samsung Galaxy S9 with Sprint Flex Lease. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking.
I'm definitely switching to Sprint.
It is going, gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19 and $60 a month for line 1, $40 a month for line 2, and $30 a month for lines 3 through 5 with auto pay. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Galaxy S9, $60.50 a month. After $60.50 a month, credit apply within 2 bills. Sprint approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so here is, I'm looking at a couple of different things here, and in the interest of time, I want to get in as much as I can. The people in the news thing is one of the most popular segments on the program. The story of Nora Hussein is a great one from this week. 19 years old, Sudanese woman, facing execution for killing her husband as he was raping her. She had her death sentence quashed this week. Lawyers somehow said the verdict for premeditated murder was thrown out. They got the court, the appeal courts there, to change the guilty verdict to manslaughter. And now she's sentenced to 5 years. Imagine that. She's going to jail for 5 years because she killed somebody who was trying to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's better than might have been the case.
Horrific story. Yeah. I don't care if you saw any of this, but this was huge on social media this week because so many celebrities, Emma Watson and Priyanka Chopra, so many different celebrities got involved with this and signed a petition that had, I think, thousands of signatures to help raise awareness for what this girl was going through. And it's not just what she went through. She was sold basically into an arranged marriage when she was, 16. I think, 16.
Yep.
It's the circumstances of what she had to deal with in the first week of living with this animal that was her husband. It's just horrific to think of. And the fact that she, and one of the worst parts of the story is after she stabbed him and escaped, she went home to her parents. Her parents turned her into authorities.
Yeah.
That's common.
That's the thinking.
Because it's the law. But it's not even that. It's the law because she's property of the husband now. So they couldn't even the parents couldn't do anything to help her. Maybe they wanted to. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But it's really put a big spotlight on Sudanese women and the complete lack of human rights that they have.
Yeah. We don't know what it's like to live in other places. We think we have trouble here or it's bad here. There are some segments of our society that leave a lot to be desired, but I have no idea what it's like in many other places around the world. I thought this was interesting. A tourist from New York named Fred Hill in April of 1935 was at the White House Easter egg roll. And he pointed his camera at the south portico and captured President Franklin Roosevelt walking. You may remember he was disabled, all the stories, he had polio, that sort of thing, and he wasn't supposed to be walking. But he did. And there were many areas or many times when apparently now it comes out that he did, he was able. I mean, he had polio and it was not easy for him to get around. But in those days, there was an agreement between politicians in power and the news media that you didn't show, like, Roosevelt smoking or any president doing something that was, you know, unpresidential. And so the president was 53 then, double-breasted coat, handkerchief, he strides into the sun, hooks the cane over the balcony railing, greets the crowd, smiling, waving, that sort of thing. So apparently this video is around now.
Yeah, I watched
it. You did watch it.
What'd you think? It's fascinating. Apparently, no one had ever seen this video footage before.
Yeah, right. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com. I didn't get a chance to visit with you last week. I know you're in South Carolina today at the BMW plant. Isn't there a Mercedes plant in Greenville as well? Oops, wait a minute. We lost our connection. So hold on for a second while we reestablish our, what do we have, a Band-Aid? Some kind of a rubber band connection to Nick in just a moment. Stand by.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn.
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right, back to our focus on your car. Our auto expert, Nick Miles, down in South Carolina at the BMW plant. So is there concern there about the tariffs? I'm trying to find out if there's a clarification as to whether cars made in America are subject, even if they come from a company that belongs to an overseas concern. Is that tariff thing going to apply if the stuff's made here in America?
Well, technically, any vehicle going into Europe gets a 10% tax, and into China gets a 20% tax that comes from a foreign country. So technically, yes, but at the same time, there are some give and takes depending on who owns the company. So I think on a case-by-case basis, but the concern is really real for everybody, and it's a concern that if some of these tariffs go into place, that they could be paying more for the car, especially for companies that import cars into the United States, like Mazda, who released a statement yesterday saying it could affect 30,000 American jobs if tariffs come in for Mazdas.
Yeah, this is the whole problem of free trade. It isn't just in the car business. It's the craziness of all of this stuff that's been done in the last 40, 50 years that has upset the apple cart. Speaking of that, I didn't get to visit with you last week. I was sort of surprised when I saw that the fellow that runs Audi was arrested as well as the guy who ran Volkswagen. I thought it was the same guy because it's the same company. Were you surprised, or you probably knew that there were two different heads, even though it's the same company?
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. I mean, although Audi, Porsche, and VW are all owned by the same company, they're all owned by VW. They're not headed up by the same people, but there is some sort of collusion between them, of course, because they get to work on similar products and they get to work together. So if one knows something, it's likely the other will know something. So you can see the domino effect of if one falls, the others will fall.
I understand that you have seen a new Dodge, a Challenger with a 797 horsepower. What are you going to do with that in a car?
Well, I'm going to go through a lot of set of tires, Doug. Yes, 797 horsepower is 90 more than the Hellcat has. It's actually called the Hellcat Red Eye, revealed yesterday in Detroit. This vehicle is 4 times what the average family car has in horsepower. Now, that sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Why should you have it? Because you can, because it's America, baby. But we have huge V8 engines, and we can do crazy things like that.
I have a 500 horsepower plus in my car, and it just, all I, before I know it, I'm at 95, and you're not even thinking about it, frankly. You've got to have that in your mind.
That's always the danger. Yeah. The side effect of all of these cars is fun.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, I like these. I've been driving these Range Rovers for 20 years plus, and I've liked them, and they're better all the time. It is fun. All right, let's talk about the prices of used cars quickly. Why are they on the rise?
It seems like nobody was interested in used cars, and especially small used cars in the United States, because everyone was jumping into SUVs and into bigger vehicles. So the knock-on effect was that as gas prices have crept up, nobody has really seen or been interested in these smaller cars. And now in some places the gas is $4 a gallon or circling $4 a gallon, that small cars are now back in fashion. And so you'll pay $1,000 more for your small car if you want one today.
There's the word from our auto expert, Nick Miles, here on the DJV Show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.